This is the Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hi, I'm Jody Davis with the Fairfield Church of Christ. A few years back, my wife and I, we were driving down the road in Fort Myers, Florida, and we came to this place where there used to be a restaurant. It was totally gone. Now, this restaurant, we had a lot of happy times there because we would go to the beach or go to the movies, and we'd be heading home with the kids, and we would like to stop there because it was just really good food and it was a very, very nice place to spend some time. And it was gone, though. And as I looked at it, the only thing that was there was the post that the big sign used to be on, announcing the name of the restaurant. And about three quarters of the way down that tall steel post was a smaller sign, and it said drive through. And I told my wife, pull in, I need to take a picture of this. I needed to take a picture of it because it was a cross and it had a drive through sign on it. And unfortunately, that seems to be the direction some people go in today, looking for a convenient cross, looking for a convenient Jesus, for convenient salvation for all eternity, convenience that can be slipped into a life that is crowded with many other things. And unfortunately, this kind of speaks to an attitude that some people have. Some, as an excuse, will say, well, I just read the red words. I don't mess with any other portion of the New Testament of Christ. Or, I don't need a church at all. I am a church. Oh, the great outdoors is a church. When I go fishing, when I go hunting, it's the grand cathedral of God. Some perhaps are what we would call three-day Christians, you know, Christmas Day and Easter, and then maybe Mother's Day. And some just simply say, you know, going to church for 60 minutes is just way too long. It's not convenient for this reason or that reason or that reason, much less going a few times a week for 60-minute duration. Now, binging three or four episodes of a favorite TV series or watching an NFL game, which would be well over 2 hours in length, well, that's just different. I would like to suggest to you that coming to Christ and living in Christ is incredibly easy. It is absolutely nothing compared to the price that our Lord paid. It simply was not convenient for Jesus to be rejected by his hometown and his brothers. It was not a convenient thing for Jesus to submit to the cross. It wasn't convenient for Jesus when on that night when he was arrested, when they all forsook him and fled. It was not convenient for Jesus to be alone with my sins as he hung on that old tree. Yet, when we go to the words of Christ, that new covenant which he shed his blood for on the cross for forgiveness of sins, that New Testament of Christ, that word passed down to us by the Holy Spirit, which is the very Word of God, when we go to it, we find simplicity in coming to him, in becoming a child of God, and then living as a child of God. If we go to Acts 2:38, we have Peter there declaring the answer to the question that is asked, men and brethren, what shall we do? You see, on that day of Pentecost, they realized that they were outside of the realm of God. They were not in God's favor. What must we do? And Peter announced the terms of God for all mankind to come to God through him, to God's grace. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Remission of sins is forgiveness of sins. In Mark 16:16, our Lord said simply, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. We're talking about the forgiveness of sins. We're talking about salvation. And when Jesus was preached to the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts, the 8th chapter, by Philip, immediately after Philip preached Jesus to him, he saw water and wanted to be baptized. Philip told him, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and he made that great confession, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is it. This is God's terms to mankind, to truly believe this with our heart and to come to him, to believe that new covenant which our Lord shed his blood on, to repent, to turn from the world to God and Christ with sorrow for our past sins, to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God publicly, to be baptized, to be immersed in water and raised again, to become a child of God, to have our sins forgiven, wiped away, to be saved. And then, simply, be faithful. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That new covenant, the New Testament of Christ, being first in our lives. Taking those words into our hearts and living them expressed in our lives.
Yeah.
don't you join us at the Fairfield Church of Christ in going to that word? Join us in that cause. It is our utmost concern to worship our Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did. We follow the precious, inspired words in the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live, and conduct our services. It is our cause, the cause of Christ. We do not use manuals, rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or rules. The additions, deletions, and twisting of man, well, we reject those. We do not report to a corporate headquarters, nor are we bound by councils of men or votes that are held at distant conventions. We are bound by and beholden to the Word of God, and only the Word of God, that precious New Testament of Christ handed down to us. And the head of the church, the authority of the church, well, Christ is the head of the church, his body. Won't you come join us in our simple plea for everyone to return to the pure Word of God? Just the Bible for just Christians. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning, and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail or in person at your home or our building, don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way. On a hill.